This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Welcome to the NedGroup Investment Insights podcast. My name is Denver Kerswell, Senior Legal Advisor at NedGroup Investments. Today, we're discussing tax-free investing as we gear up to celebrate a decade of tax-free investing in South Africa. Joining me is multi-manager fund manager Sunay de Villiers to discuss what the purpose of tax-free investments, otherwise known as TFIs, are and what they can be used for, how to choose the right fund, and why it's never too late to start investing. Sunay, let's dive in. What exactly is a tax-free investment account?
Hi, Denver, and thanks so much for having this discussion with me today. Okay, so TFIs were designed to help South Africans grow their savings without having to pay tax on interest earned, dividends earned, or capital gains when they realize the capital gains out of that investment. Now, how it works is you can invest up to 36,000 Rand per year and 500,000 Rand over your lifetime in any fund or tax-free product of your choice. But investors need to know that withdrawals cannot be replaced. Once you've withdrawn assets, your 36,000 Rand and 500,000 Rand limits are still there. You can't replace a withdrawal. And then the other important thing to just remember is that if you exceed this annual limit, you will incur a 40% tax penalty on anything you over-contributed. And then the other thing, the last thing that I just want to mention about the TFIs, is that as a parent or a guardian, you can also invest on behalf of your minor child. But it's important here to just consider the fact that if you do this, firstly, it will eat into their annual and lifetime limits, the 36,000 and the 500,000. And also your child will have full access to this capital when they turn 18.
So the makeup of a TFI as a long-term savings vehicle is quite interesting and positions them as one of the best ways to grow wealth. But when we think about savings, we often hear about short-term goals like vacations or gadgets. But TFIs are really designed for those bigger, long-term goals, right?
Yeah, I would say ideally. TFIs are ideal for the long-term savings or investments because they grow tax-free over time. And you want to maximize this tax-free benefit for as long as you possibly can, especially on capital gains tax. And then once you withdraw, you can't replace it. So you really want to stretch the benefit as long as you can and only use it when it's absolutely necessary or for the right suitable reason. I mean, a great example or purpose of a tax-free could be for your now young child's future education, to use a part of it for your now young child's future education.
Yes, imagine starting a TFI account when your child is very young. By the time they themselves get to university, they would have built up a significant tax-free nest egg.
And it's not just education. I mean, for your own benefit, you can use TFIs to build or supplement your own retirement savings.
Absolutely. I often get asked the question as to whether one should go for a TFI or a retirement annuity, also known as an RA. An RA is a really powerful retirement savings vehicle where you have the benefit of reducing your taxable income as your contributions are tax deductible. Like TFIs, the returns earned whilst invested are tax-free. When you retire, you have some tax benefits on the lump sum received, and any income taken is taxed as income. So even though you can access your RA at age 55, ideally, you want to defer receiving an income until your marginal rate of tax reduces, whereas any withdrawal from your TFI is literally tax-free. So if you need to access funds from age 55 to retirement, then it may be more beneficial to withdraw from your TFI as opposed to retiring early from your RA. The potential compound growth in your TFI is powerful, and I imagine that it has benefited many diligent savers over the past decade.
The power of compounding, which we often call the eighth wonder of the world, really is one of the biggest benefits. And we recently did a review of what tax-free savings accounts have grown to, because I think when it was first launched, there was a bit of criticism like, oh, it's only so much 1,000 Rand per year. Is it really worth it? But investors who have consistently maximized their annual contribution since the beginning now have, in most cases, close to 500,000 Rand, and in many cases, well above 500,000 Rand saved in their tax-free investment account. I mean, this really is testament to the value of disciplined long-term investing.
And let's not forget other big goals like buying a home, or even leaving a financial legacy. The flexibility of TFIs really makes them a powerful tool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your goal is a starting point for everything else, including choosing the right fund, which brings us to the next part of our discussion, how to choose the right fund.
Absolutely. Choosing the right fund is an important part of the journey, and I know this question is top of mind for many investors, especially those who are just starting their journey. So once you've decided on your long-term investment goal, how do you figure out the right fund for your TFI?
It starts with understanding the kind of investor you are. So ask yourself, am I comfortable taking risks for potentially higher returns, or do I prefer stability?
That's where risk tolerance comes in, right? If you're comfortable with the up and downs of the market, and a high growth fund might be a good fit. But if you're more cautious, you might lean towards an income or multi-asset based fund.
Exactly. And your time horizon is super important too. So if you're saving for 10 years or more, you can afford to take on more risk because market fluctuations tend to even out over time. If your goal is 10 years or more, what happens daily or monthly doesn't really matter. So even if you are more conservative, if you have time on your side, you really should consider taking on extra risk as the extra growth potential over the long term is material.
Okay. So once you know your risk tolerance and time horizon, what would be the next step to narrow it all down and make the right decision for you as an investor?
I think it helps to understand the main fund categories. So what are your options? And let's go through them. There's three main categories I've grouped them in. Firstly, you get income funds. These focus on generating consistent cash-like returns. They are lower risk and suitable for conservative investors. But it's not high growth, it's cash-like, it's cash plus a percent or maybe two. Then you go into the multi-asset fund category where you've got a wide range of options to choose from. And these offer a mix of stability, so income assets, and growth, so equity and property. And these funds invest in a combination of, you know, equity, bonds, and cash. And within this category, you can choose low equity, which is up to 40%. You can choose medium equity, which is up to 60%, and high equity, which is up to 75%. And this is where you can start tailoring how much growth you want versus how much stability you need. And then the last category is the most aggressive, highest growth potential, the most volatile. And this is our equity funds, either SA, either offshore, or a blend of the two, local and international markets. And these funds are growth-focused, investing in basically only shares. They're higher risk, high volatility, but can deliver much higher returns over the long term. But it's important for investors to know that they can and should absolutely contact a financial planner or advisor to help them navigate this journey. This journey can be quite daunting.
Good point. And let's not forget fees. High costs can eat into your returns, so always check the total investment charges.
That's a great point, Denver. And if you're unsure, again, financial planners can guide you to the right option, how to read the fact sheets, how to know what the charges are, and how to align the fund with your goals and your risk profile. And then something else we haven't mentioned is just the fact that your TFI shouldn't be seen as a standalone. The fund choice within your TFI needs to complement what you already have in the rest of your portfolio and what your, let's call it, tax demands or tax needs are.
Okay, so we've discussed the purpose of a TFI and how to know that you are making the right fund choice in great detail. And I think what is important to reiterate here is that it's never too late to start your tax-free investment journey.
Yes, I mean, one of the best things about TFIs in South Africa is that there is no deadline. Unlike retirement annuities, which you discussed earlier, you're not required to start or stop at a certain age. The only limits that are applicable are the annual and lifetime limits, as we mentioned at the start.
That's right. You can start today, no matter where you are in your financial journey, whether you're 25 and starting employment or 55 and nearing retirement. It's about taking that first step.
And remember, there's no competition. You don't need to compare yourself to others or feel pressure to contribute the maximum every year. Just focus on your goals, what you can afford, and your own pace.
Ultimately, TFIs reward diligent savers and can benefit your entire family. You can even open a TFI account for your child, as mentioned earlier, and give them a head start toward their financial future. Whether that is to assist them saving towards their education, starting their own business, or even to boost their retirement income when that time comes.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose as we're nearing the end, the question is, what's the key takeaway? I'd say start where you are. Contribute what you can and stay consistent, stay invested. Your future self will thank you.
And if you have any questions, reach out to a financial planner. They're there to help you make the most of your investments. Thank you for listening to today's Investment Insights podcast. And Sune, as always, thank you for your valuable insights.
Thank you, Denver, and thank you to our listeners.
This podcast is for marketing information only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.